I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Thursday, June 23rd. What to know about President Biden's latest idea to lower gas prices and why at least one senator is calling it dead on arrival. Also, a powerful earthquake adding to the crises in Afghanistan and Russia's efforts to target the U.S. with cyber attacks. Plus, why one NFL team owner might have to defend himself to Congress. Amazon's new technology meant to sort of reconnect you with people you've lost. And a planetary show that hasn't happened yet in our lifetime, now on display. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President Biden is calling on Congress to suspend the federal gas tax, at least for 3 months. Well, this would save Americans about 18 cents a gallon on gas and 24 cents a gallon on diesel. Biden also asked states to suspend their own gas taxes, since those run an average of 30 cents on the gallon. But a lot of economists and lawmakers from both parties don't like the idea of a gas tax holiday. They say it won't do that much to help people and could actually increase demand, making the problem worse in the long term. Plus, they say the money from those taxes is necessary to pay for things like highways and other infrastructure projects. Already, one top Senate Republican called the idea dead on arrival. Besides the gas tax holiday, Biden has some other ideas. He's calling on the oil and gas industry to accept lower profit margins and increase oil production and refining capacity for gas. Although in the past, businesses have said it's not that easy. Some say they already have increased oil production. Others say they're restricted by certain government policies and increased regulation. Oil company executives are set to meet with the U.S. Energy Secretary today to talk more about possible solutions. In the meantime, the average price of gas stands at around $5 a gallon nationwide. There's new action against the Uvalde School District's police chief. Pete Arredondo was just put on leave, although it's not clear if he's still being paid. Arredondo's response to the devastating elementary school shooting in Texas has been widely criticized, since law enforcement waited more than an hour to confront the shooter. And top officials have said that was Arredondo's decision, since he was the commander on scene. But Arredondo has denied that he was even in charge. He told the Texas Tribune he assumed someone else had taken control of the law enforcement response. Now, federal, state, and local investigators are looking into exactly what happened. So far, neither Arredondo nor his lawyer have commented about his leave. Afghanistan is now dealing with the aftermath of a massive earthquake. Government officials say more than 1,000 people were killed and more than 1,600 were hurt. Rescue efforts have been especially difficult since, in the aftermath of the 5.9 magnitude quake, the country has been dealing with aftershocks, rain, and landslides. This comes as the country was already struggling. The United Nations has said since the Taliban takeover last year, Afghanistan has struggled with widespread hunger, a severe drought, terror attacks, and an economic crisis. Now, President Biden is directing USAID and other agencies to figure out how they can help Afghanistan in this aftermath of the earthquake. Other countries like Iran and Pakistan, as well as the European Union, have already sent aid or pledged support. The UN also sent in health teams and medical supplies, and organizations like UNICEF are accepting donations. Russian intelligence agencies have stepped up their efforts to hack the U.S. and other Ukrainian allies. At least that's according to Microsoft, that published new findings yesterday. The tech company says American organizations were Russia's top target outside of Ukraine. But overall, that Russia has targeted several sectors in 42 countries, from governments to think tanks to businesses to humanitarian groups. Basically, anyone that might have valuable information related to the war. Microsoft says most of the breaches were stopped, but Russia has been able to steal at least some data. So far, the Russian government has not commented on Microsoft's report, but it has denied other hacking accusations many times. Meta needs to be more transparent about its content moderation decisions. That's one of the findings in the Oversight Board's first report about a year after it was created. The board said there's been progress, but it's not enough. Remember, Meta, formerly Facebook, created an independent advisory board made up of human rights advocates, politicians, and academics that oversees some of the company's most controversial decisions. And they've had their hands full. More than a million Facebook and Instagram users apparently appealed to the board last year alone, mostly over content that was removed for breaking the platform's rules. Well, the board chose 20 of those cases it called significant. And in 14 of them, or 70%, the advisory group overturned Meta's initial decision. For example, one case was about removed images of a woman's breasts in a breast cancer-related post. One decision the board upheld, though, was suspending former President Trump from the platforms, although the report did criticize the penalty for being indefinite. We've posted a link to the full report in our episode notes if you'd like to review each case or read more about this. Still ahead, we're talking Amazon robots, football controversies, dog show history, and more. But first, a quick break for our sponsor. If you haven't tried KiwiCo yet, it delivers monthly projects that help kids explore science, technology, engineering, art, and math, all in a hands-on and fun way. KiwiCo has subscription lines for kids of all ages, ranging from infants and preschoolers all the way to teens. So there's something for everyone. I really loved getting new toys and experiments for my son Dax, all while knowing KiwiCo is made to cultivate his curiosity and creativity. They're always perfect for where he's at with his development at any given time, and he loves what we get with KiwiCo. And I love that they're delivered to my door each month without any extra research or legwork on my part. So I can focus on the fun part, spending quality time with my child. Plus, I love how high quality the materials are every time. Make summer more awesome with KiwiCo. Get 30% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code NEWSWORTHY at KiwiCo.com. There's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel anytime. Get 30% off your first month at KiwiCo, KiwiCo.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Amazon has been showing off some pretty high-tech new inventions this week. For starters, a big upgrade to the company's voice assistant, Alexa. It wants Alexa to be able to mimic anyone's voice, so it can even sound like people who have passed away. It apparently only needs less than a minute of sample audio to go off of, then it can produce a high-quality voice that can say anything Alexa can. The company shared its vision by showing a child asking his grandmother to read him a book, and Alexa did so in his grandmother's voice. Not everyone likes this idea, though. Some critics worry it could be used to trick people or make political deepfakes. So far, Amazon has not said when it might roll out the feature to the public. Separately, Amazon showed off its first fully autonomous warehouse robot. It's named Proteus. It looks a lot like the robots Amazon already has, kind of like an extra-large Roomba vacuum. But the old ones can only work in a caged area away from human workers, whereas Amazon says Proteus can roam free in a warehouse, safely dodging employees as it goes. With computer vision and artificial intelligence, it can read, pick things up, move them to the right places, and put them down. Amazon told Forbes the company will never replace people with machines, but that the robots could help do the work humans struggle to safely keep up with, like heavy lifting and other intense physical labor. Amazon says the new robots will start getting to work this fall. There are new accusations against the owner of the NFL team, the Washington Commanders. A congressional panel released its finding of an 8-month investigation looking into the workplace culture of the team and how the NFL handled accusations of sexual harassment by team executives. Well, this week, the panel accused Commanders owner Dan Snyder of running what the committee called a shadow investigation. The panel said Snyder wanted to discredit former employees who spoke up, used private investigators to intimidate witnesses, and more. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell testified via video at a hearing about this. He told lawmakers the team's culture was transformed after the NFL's investigation and that Snyder was held accountable. Last year, the NFL fined the team $10 million and Snyder stepped away from the day-to-day operations. Snyder was invited to testify as well, but reportedly declined. Instead, his spokesperson called it a politically charged show trial. Now the committee chairwoman said she plans to issue a subpoena to compel Snyder to testify. To be continued. If you've ever watched the NFL draft or Monday Night Football, you might have noticed how former OSU football players refer to their alma mater. They announce themselves as graduates of the Ohio State University, with a lot of emphasis on the. Well, now that three-letter article is officially trademarked. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office approved OSU's application this week. To be clear, this does not mean the Buckeyes really own the word the or the, but it does mean it will be added to any application on clothing and other apparel. And it will probably become even more embedded into the OSU culture. Ohio State's rivals have been poking fun at them over this for a while. For example, when OSU first applied for the trademark, the University of Michigan's Twitter account joked that it was going to trademark the word of. And with this new announcement, there have been a lot more playful jabs on social media, especially from fans of other Big Ten schools. His name is Trumpet, and he made doc show history this week. Trumpet is the first bloodhound to ever win the top prize, best in show, at the Westminster Kennel Club dog show. Even Trumpet's handler said she was shocked and considers the bloodhound a, well, underdog. A French bulldog named Winston took second. Starting today, stargazers will get to see something that hasn't happened since 1864. Yes, 158 years ago. The moon will line up with five planets in the pre-dawn sky: Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. The planets actually appear in their order of distance from the sun, with Mercury closest to the horizon and the others arced neatly behind. A small crescent moon will sneak between Venus and Mars as if it were standing in for Earth in the lineup. Scientists say you'll be able to see them all if you look up roughly 30 minutes before sunrise. Experts say it's best to find a spot with a clear view of the horizon looking east. And they recommend using binoculars or a telescope, although you could see it with the naked eye. This planet and moon lineup should be visible each morning until Saturday. Then they'll start to appear more spread out in the sky. That's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Think to Know Thursday. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Rothy's. Have you ever seen someone wearing a colorful, cute pair of flats? They might have been Rothy's. Whenever I wear my bright red Rothy's flats, which is quite often, people take notice and compliment them. So I ordered another black pair just to make sure I could truly wear my Rothy's flats with everything. But I love that I can always go back to Rothy's for more head-turning designs in bright yet sophisticated colors. No matter the color, these are the cutest and most comfortable flats I've ever come across. They're almost like wearing slippers, but of course, much more stylish. Plus, I love that Rothy's takes sustainability to the next level. All of their products are knit with thread made from plastic water bottles. So your new favorite shoes are waiting. Discover the versatile styles you can wear absolutely anywhere and get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's Rothy's, R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy to get $20 off your first order. rothys.com/newsworthy. Now back to Thing to Know Thursday. For a lot of kids, summer vacation might be a thing of the past. The school tracking site Burbio told Axios more and more students are going to school year-round. Summer school programs really increased last year. But back then, they were mostly focused on getting kids caught up after a year of the pandemic interrupting their education. Now, Burbio says the same programs are available this year with even more offerings. For example, students at Seattle Public Schools can take a range of in-person and online programs, including skills courses for high schoolers. And Miami-Dade County schools have partnered with community organizations for more learning and development camps. Plus, there's been a boom in tutoring programs available in districts nationwide. Burbio says there's a lot of opportunity here, so it sees the summer school trend getting more common in the future. And even if the schoolwork might not be quite as demanding as it is during the year, summer is now officially on the table. Well, thank you so much for listening today and every day. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.